It's time now for My Farm Roots, a series from Harvest Public Media in which we hear Americans' stories and memories of rural life. Because when you hail from farm country, roots run deep.
I'm Peggy Lowe, a reporter for Harvest Public Media. Nan Arnold was 20 years old when her destiny took a turn one day at the local drugstore. She met Henry Gardner and became part of a ranch family known internationally for their Angus cattle. I talked to Nan at a senior center in Ashland, Kansas, as she was caring for her husband of 55 years.
My name is Nan Gardner, and I came here in 1955 to teach school. And I met my husband in the drugstore about a year later when he came back from the service, and I've lived here ever since. Dad bought two Angus bulls, and he put them on shorthorn cows, and then from then on he was in the Angus business. And I think that was in 1934. This was Hereford country, and everybody had Herefords, and he thought that Angus would be the coming thing, and he liked to be different, and he marched to a little different tune. Henry went to school right after we were first married and learned how to artificial inseminate. It's changed a lot since then, but at that time, they mixed the semen right in my kitchen with egg yolk and whatnot, and then they went out and did it fresh. It was pretty nasty. Since 1964, we've done totally either embryo transfer or artificial insemination. Of course, now we have a technician that comes out once a month and they collect embryos, and it's quite a scientific, they do over 2,000 transfers of embryos. I came down to Ashland because that was one of two programs that offered the piano program, and that's what I really wanted to teach. And I loved this country, and it was beautiful, and of course it was 2 hours from home, and I fell in love with the country, and so I never did go. I was offered the opportunity to teach here, and so I came and taught those 2 years. We built a home out on the ranch, and it was in the middle of a wheat field, and there wasn't a blade of grass, there wasn't one tree, and of course now there's a huge tree belt. But that first summer we never pulled a weed because the wind blew just like it does today, and the sand blew, and I know that the day after he drilled the grass seed, why, most of it blew into Oklahoma, so we just didn't pull anything that summer. And then our two older sons particularly talk about when they were little boys about having to hoe the tree belts and water the trees and get them established, and oh, what a pain it was. But they make a big story out of it. And I've lived here 54 years. This is my home, and I love it, and I think it's a very unique place.
Harvest Public Media is a collaboration of public media stations across the Midwest. To hear more My Farm Roots stories, or to share your own, visit harvestpublicmedia.org/myfarmroots.